This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're back on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and we've got a very special guest here in the studio with us today. It's 18 days until the election here in Australia. The countdown is officially on. It is the 1st of May, and there's 18 days to go. And joining us here in the studio is Senator Louise Pratt, the Shadow Minister for Equality for Labor. Hello, how are you?
Thanks, Dean. And yeah, who's counting? I certainly am. Election campaigns are hard work, but it's great getting out talking to people.
Well, you're on the campaign trail. You're from Western Australia, but you're actually in Victoria today. So we're really grateful that we will be able to get you in to come into the studio to talk a bit about Labor's equality portfolio for the LGBTI community, because it's certainly been a massive push this year when we look at it and when we focus on it. I guess with the same-sex marriage postal vote that we were forced to do, also with the focus on transgender people that's been going on within politics, it's really important to be able to focus on our communities and what's going on within the election and what that means for us. So we thought, let's have a chat about that today.
Oh, no, I'm very glad to be here because, you know, we in the Labor Party know that marriage equality is not the end of the road. In many ways, it's just the beginning. In terms of now that that's out the way, there's lots more to do to have true inclusion and equality for LGBTI people. But we've got a plan to do that, and we're really excited about it.
And it's quite a diverse plan. I think one of the things I was really excited about when I looked at it is it really does touch on the L, the G, the T, the B, and the I. It really does focus on the breadth that is needed for the different parts of our communities, which we don't normally get. We normally get lumped in. So it's really great to be able to see that focus, whether it's looking at aged care, whether it's looking at specific mental health with bisexual communities, or what's needed for trans or intersex communities. That diversity is there, and it's really looking at it on a federal level, which is really exciting.
Yeah, it's incredibly exciting. We've announced that we will have a ministerial advisory committee, which is really where we're going to be able to bring the diversity of the community together to put together a health and inclusion strategy. But it's not like an omnibus, as you say, health inclusion strategy that's a one size fits all. We have to drill down into the specific issues for people who have intersex sex characteristics, or people who are transgender, or the health issues that affect lesbian women because they've got higher rates of cancer, often because higher rates of smoking and drinking.
Yeah.
There's a full breadth of issues within our community that we need to address.
Look, it is really great to be able to see the focus on the data that's been coming out in the last few years, especially which is looking at those marginalised groups within our communities and the needs there are for them.
Absolutely. We had a really damaging and divisive postal survey, but it's nice to be out the other side of that and really be able to say, look, this is not about that right to, get married and celebrate. It's actually...
And that's nice.
Which is lovely.
Well.
It's great. Really important, and that's delivered a lot in terms of making people feel more equal, irrespective of whether they've got a partner or whether they want to get married. But actually, we know that people suffer from very serious issues in terms of mental health, in terms of exclusion. But it's important to let people know that that's not intrinsic to who they are. It's socially determined because of the exclusion and discrimination that they've suffered over their lifetime. And it's about changing our services and community values to make sure that all LGBTIQ people feel included.
So some of the things I thought were really important to be looking at was the focus on banning conversion therapy on a federal level. It's really great to be able to see this focus of going, we're going to deal with this federally, we're not going to deal with this from a state perspective. And that makes a really big difference, I think.
Yeah, so we have really seen the work that's been done here by the Dan Andrews government. We know that to properly ban conversion therapy, it's something that has to be done at both the state and federal level because of the constitutional issues in terms of who's responsible for what. So, for example, there are some regulatory issues for a profession that might apply at both the state and federal level, other things that are just within a state jurisdiction. But we also need national leadership to get other states to push in the same direction as Victoria has, to ban this appalling practice.
We've stepped into the campaign. We're here. We're diving towards the 18 days. And there has been a massive push from Labor with focusing on LGBTIQ issues. Some would say that that could be really divisive because people could think one way or another. Why has equality been such an important thing for Labor to be focusing on this election?
Well, we're fighting on an equality front on a whole range of issues. You know, we are talking about a fair go for all Australians, and LGBTIQ Australians aren't a marginal other outside of that. Our rights are as important as anyone else's, and that's representative of our labour values. So whether you're talking about the casualisation of the labour force or anti-discrimination laws, we want Australians to have a fair go, and we believe that rights for LGBTIQ Australians are a mainstream issue and should be a mainstream issue at this election.
So amidst the myriad of policies that we have in place and things that are being put forward is an LGBTIQ Human Rights Commissioner, an Australian Human Rights Commissioner that's a key government body to educate, advise and advocate on different aspects of human rights in Australia, which we know is something we've needed to focus on, especially in regards to human rights for our communities and many others. So how did the focus for a LGBTIQ Human Rights Commissioner come about and be a focus on this kind of a level?
Well, we've seen the wonderful work of Ro Allen here in Victoria.
Yes, we love Ro.
Ro has done an outstanding job. We've picked up a slightly different model in that we already have a National Human Rights Commission, which is an independent statutory body for human rights in Australia. We have an LGBTI commissioner, but they're only part-time, which means they're not able to dedicate themselves to the work that of importance to the LGBTIQ community. Currently, that commissioner is doing work on intersex issues, which
Great.
Is incredibly important.
So important.
Looking at coercive surgeries on children and forced sterilisation issues like that and how we might respond to it, which I think is just one sign of, you know, how we could really do with a full-time commissioner
Absolutely.
Rather than a part-time one
yeah.
to really be able to drill in and make a difference to those issues.
It's really great to hear as well that there's that focus on the intersex community, which we know are one of the most marginalised communities within our rainbow family. They do not get focused on enough in any way, shape or form. It's been great to see the attention and focus in regard to the issues that matter to them because they are diverse.
Yes.
They take a lot of work and it's going to take a lot both politically and medically to be able to get that right and get the right
That's right.
focus and rights
you know,
for
intersex
them.
People exist within our LGBTIQ community, but they also very much exist in straight and
straight communities, all communities. Yeah,
that's right.
So it's really great to be able to see that focus and attention is being done. But you're right, if they can only do it part-time, then they can't focus properly. So having that on a full-time level. I know Ro, just looking at Ro's schedule, Ro doesn't stop. They just keep bouncing from one thing to another.
Yeah, so look, it's really important that we thought about whether you'd have a commissioner in the same kind of model as you have here in Victoria, where Ro is a commissioner kind of within government. We decided very clearly we wanted to put our commissioner within the Human Rights Commission because you can have quite a volatile, politicised environment in
yeah.
Canberra nationally, where you have lots of ideological debates about identity and human rights and kind of culture war type.
We've seen a few of those, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. So that happening.
Putting that voice within an independent statutory organisation we felt was really important.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely fantastic. On another level, like community support's really great with what Labor is putting forward for a fair go for all LGBTIQ Australians. With community grants, there's the Pride Centre that is going to be here in Victoria as well. Joy FM, the Shorten Labor government is saying they're going to provide $600,000 in funding for us here at Joy to move into the new Pride Centre to update equipment, which is fantastic. I want to say a thank you to you as well. You've come in here today and you actually signed up to be a member.
Oh, my pleasure.
Which is absolutely wonderful. As everyone knows, or listeners have been listening, Radiothon is just around the corner and your membership does matter. Every membership counts. So we appreciate you coming in and signing up to be a member here with Joy as well. It's appreciated.
Thank you very much, Dean.
And looking at this focus, you know, on community grants and the Pride Centre and health and aged care, you know, actually taking the focus on other levels as well is really important. Let's have a look at the health and aged care specifically. When it comes to health issues for our communities, there's so much that doesn't get focused on or doesn't get seen. Sometimes the data hasn't even just been there. But in the last few years, we're really seeing this information come out. So how are we going to focus and what are we going to do?
Well, there's great work being done currently by the LGBTIQ Health Alliance and universities like La Trobe. We really need to be able to take their expertise and beef it up through the Ministerial Advisory Council so that the research that is being done can be coordinated, but also that it's creating real policy outcomes on the ground, because there's no point in doing good research unless we're actually changing programs and funding programs that make a difference to people's lives.
Well, when everyone looks at all of these things and they can go, these are fantastic, these are a lot of great promises, they're all there and this is great, but how is it all going to be delivered? It can be really confusing in election time because we're hearing so much. We can hear a promise here, we can hear that, we can hear this. So I guess my question is, how do we make this all happen?
Well, first of all, you need to vote Labor at the next election because, you know, there's a real difference between us and the coalition and, frankly, also between the Greens on these issues. We are a very pro-LGBTIQ party. We're also a party that's capable of forming government and actually delivering through government these commitments that we've made. And we're going to be able to deliver on that. One, because we will have an assistant minister for equality. Hopefully that'll be me, but who knows what portfolios people get.
Yep.
As well as the fact that we will have a voice to government through our Ministerial Advisory Council, which enables us to track all of these issues through government, as well as having a human rights commissioner, an LGBTIQ human rights commission, to hold government and other, and the country to account for our rights.
So, Senator Louise Pratt, you're the Shadow Assistant Minister for Equality. What does it mean to you to be representing this equality portfolio?
It's immensely moving to be able to be an agent of people's rights and well-being in our country. As a member of the LGBTI community myself, with a rainbow family, I have, over my lifetime, had my rights change and advance because of other people's activism and because of people's work towards inclusion. So to be able to play a role in delivering further on that really means the world to me.
Thank you so much for coming and joining us here today on Joy. We really appreciate you coming in since you are only in Melbourne for the day. So it's very much appreciated.
Thank you, Dean, and happy birthday for tomorrow.
Thank you very much. You're on Joy 94.9. That was Senator Louise Pratt, the Shadow Assistant Minister for Equality for the Labor Government. And you're listening to Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.